Maduro pleads not guilty to conspiracy charges in federal court. New York City, captured Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro pleaded not guilty during a historic arraignment in Manhattan, where he faces an indictment on various conspiracy charges, as well as the potential for decades in prison. "I'm innocent. I am not guilty. I am a decent man, the president of my country," Maduro said. The former dictator entered a Manhattan courtroom on January 5th around 12:01 p.m. Eastern Time and could be seen wearing his blue prison uniform. Both he and his wife wore headsets to hear translations of the proceedings. Their appearance in a Manhattan courtroom on January 5th represented his rapid descent from leading one of the largest oil-producing nations just days prior. Although he was indicted under the first Trump administration, he didn't enter U.S. custody until January 3rd, when the U.S. conducted a surprise strike on the Venezuelan capital of Caracas. Shortly thereafter, Attorney General Pam Bondi announced a new indictment targeting both Maduro and his wife, Cilia Flores. They will soon face the full wrath of American justice on American soil in American courts, Bondi said in a post on social media. The indictment names two other Venezuelan politicians, Minister of Interior Diosdado Cabello and a former governor, Ramon Rodriguez Chacin. It also names Hector Rustenford Guerrero Flores, whom the indictment describes as a leader of the Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua. The defendants, together and with others, engaged in a relentless campaign of cocaine trafficking throughout the time period charged in this superseding indictment, resulting in the distribution of thousands of tons of cocaine to the United States. The indictment reads, "They're charged with narcoterrorism conspiracy, cocaine importation conspiracy, possession of machine guns and destructive devices, and conspiracy to possess those items." The Associated Press contributed to this report. This is a developing news story and will be updated.